It's another edition of MMA Rated Radio, and Ariel Helwani here, being joined today by WEC featherweight contender Leonard Garcia. Of course, Garcia faces Jens Pulver this coming Wednesday at WEC 34 in Hollywood, Florida. First off, Leonard, what's going on, my man?
How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing very well. I'm very excited to be talking with you. You have a huge fight coming up, and I want to talk all about it. But before we get to that, let's just clear something up. Obviously, you had some legal issues earlier this year. Where do you stand with all that? Is everything resolved at this point?
Yeah, man. It's all behind me. It was the basic, basically, man, what the media's job is to do is to fit, you know, the biggest name to the crime. And even though I was the smallest man on the agenda as far as the crime went, I had the biggest name. So they made a story. And when push came to shove and the truth finally came out, everything was resolved. But, you know, it's not going to affect anything in my fighting career. Never was going to keep me from fighting. But we just had to take all the legal steps. And we're all good now.
Okay, good to hear. And obviously, you don't want to dwell on the past, but when you first come, you first hear news that a former UFC fighter, now a WEC fighter, is involved in something like this, it's almost like that's what sticks in people's minds. And then afterwards, It almost slips under the radar that you're cleared. So if you can, just tell us what exactly happened and how you got involved in all this.
Touching on that, man, it sucks that you make huge headlines whenever everybody thinks you're in trouble, and then whenever whenever it's over with, there's no headline. You know what I mean? Like, whenever you don't get in trouble, I told everybody I was innocent from the beginning, and I never got any kind of release from it. Never got any kind of anything, man. It was like the media just wanted. I mean, their job is to make you look bad, I guess, you know. Basically, man, what happened was, somebody got busted with some stuff, and I knew the guy, and he wouldn't fess up to it, man, and he got caught with some stuff outside of a house that I used to live at, and like I said, he was my friend. It's something that you don't do is growing up, everybody knows, man, you just don't say anything if it's not your business. And, nobody would say anything, man. And basically what the cops said, okay, nobody wants to say nothing, then everybody gets in trouble for the same thing. And, when those buttons started being pushed, a lot of the guys started telling the guy, hey, man, you need to fess up to your thing. And, I mean, the guy finally sat down and told him, it was his stuff. Nobody else had anything to do with it. And, that's how it played out. But, I mean, from the very beginning, I was never offered 40 years, 10 years, nothing like that. I mean, the worst case scenario is I would have gotten maybe 6 months or what was it? 6 to 30 months was the worst thing. And that was for, knowing that he was doing something and not reporting him. So that was the worst case scenario that could have been. And, it was resolved and everything's good now. So we're all right.
All right, good to hear. And obviously, right now you're in the WEC. You fought in the UFC. A lot of people know you from your debut in the UFC, one of the best fights of 2007 against Roger Huerta. At that point, I mean, not only do you have this cloud hanging over your head that, you're involved in legal troubles, were you worried that Zuffa, the company that owns the WEC, might terminate your contract? Did it ever come to that point?
No, never. The good thing about a big company like that is, they back people up, if they know that there's something good in the fighter. Everybody knew, that what I had been doing for the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, everybody knew where I had been. I mean, the guys at Zuffa had been following me for a while. So, they were like, dude, this is a joke. Like, where did all of this come from? And I was like, man, this is from 4 years ago. But 4 years ago, and they're trying to bring it up because of who I am. They understood that. There was never a point to where only thing they did do is they took me off the website to protect my contract because they didn't want people writing in or calling in and saying, hey, you guys are keeping this guy on and he's got these drug charges pending. What's up with that? So they pulled me off the website for my own protection. And then, as soon as, but the whole time I was never worried about them cutting me. I was never worried about not fighting. I mean, if anything, that's the worst thing you could do to a person who's built his whole life to be a fighter and made his career is try to take that away from him. So, I mean, you know, it worked out in my favor, and the whole time I was never afraid of ever losing my job.
All right, and needless to say, now almost, I guess, 9 months later, you must be really antsy to get back in there. This card was supposed to actually happen in September, and then Hurricane Ike, kind of blew up those plans. Right now, the fight's on Wednesday. Like, how jittery, how antsy are you to finally get back in there?
Yeah, man, I'm ready to go. It's just, you know, we've had a good training session. What I did with the last time, as far as the reset in the camp, I took it as if I had a fight, and you know, I got ready for it, got all to the point to where I was speaking and everything, and you know, I just did it like if I had a fight with Takai, a real quick, easy fight, came back home, rested for a week, and then started hitting it again. I mean, and, you know, that's the usual process. That's the way we usually do things. So the hurricane didn't bother me at all. All it did is, it made it a little worse for Jens now, I think, you know, because I got a few more months to sharpen up, and I'm ready to go, man.
And other than the fact that you didn't get paid for that fictitious fight, right? That's the only big difference.
Yeah, that sucked the worst, man. It made it real hard. Me and my best friend Cowboy, we had put on a camp up in Vail, Colorado, and we took, you know, a whole bunch of our teammates down there, and we paid for all of that, and then you know, to have that delayed, and just not have any money, you know, when it coming to you when you're expecting it, that sucked really bad, man. But you know, I got great teammates, man, and everybody came together and helped me and Cowboy out, and you know, they were able to make us you know, have a great camp, and you know, Joey Villasenora actually, you know, just if it said if we needed anything, he would do whatever he could do. And he did, man. So it all worked out.
You've been around this game for over 9 years. Anything like that ever happened to you where a fight gets postponed due to weather or something like that?
And you know, I've been around for 9 years. Like you said, I've had fights where they were trying to pull somebody at the crowd at the last second to fight me. You know, I've had crazier things happen, man. You know, you just got to take things like that and try it. It was out of my hands. And what was crazy, man, is I was already in Florida whenever they did the cancellation, and then I head to Texas, and then the hurricane follows me there. You know.
Oh man, you're the black cloud.
It was a funny deal. It was a funny situation, but.
All right, let's talk about Jens for a second, because this is obviously a legend in the sport. Comes back to comes to the WEC, looks very impressive, then has a difficult fight against Uriah Faber. Everyone seems to have one these days, and loses via decision, but really it was almost a shutout for Faber. What are you expecting from him on Wednesday? And looking back at that Faber fight, are you impressed with him? I mean, is this the same Jens Pulver that we all knew, or do you think he's getting up there in age?
Nah, man, Jens, I don't think he's lost anything, man. I think, you know, he had a really good showing against Cub. He came out and he showed, you know, what he's capable of doing. And I mean, you got to really sit back and look at it, who he was fighting. He fought Uriah Faber, which nobody's been able to take Uriah pretty much out of the second round. Jens takes him all 5 rounds. I feel like he fought a better fighter that night in Uriah, but I think that, you know, I don't think he's slowing down at all, man. I think he's going to be really tough, and he's going to be, man, I don't know. This is a fight that I've wanted, you know, my whole life. Ever since I got into MMA, you know, Jens has been one of the guys that I've always looked at, and I think we match up stylistically perfect, you know, for each other. We're, you know, it's going to be another Huerta Garcia battle, you know. I mean, Jens isn't going to back down. I'm not going to back down. Both of us are willing to go toe-to-toe. Neither one of us really like going to the ground too much. I mean, I think this is a fight for the fans and a great fight for both of us.
The Huerta fight put you on the map, but obviously a lot of people didn't know a lot about you coming into that fight. If you defeat Jens Pulver on Wednesday, I mean, the guy's only lost once at 145. That was to Uriah Faber. You're in co-main event here. Tri-main event, I guess you could call it. Are you prepared for what that could do for your career if you defeat Jens Pulver?
And, you know, I've been waiting for an opportunity like Jens. Like I said, man, the whole time that I've been, you know, that I've been getting ready for everything to happen. I think you know, I hate that a lot of people remember me for the worth of the fight just because, you know, I took the fight on short notice. I was out of shape. You know, and yeah, we had a good fight, but, you know, it was due to the style. But I think after this fight, no matter what, I mean, everybody's going to remember both me and Jim for a long time, man. And I'm not in this sport, you know, to lie and say I don't want my name to be big or I don't want, you know, to be well known. I mean, I want all those things also. You know, I work real hard to do what I do, and I think that that, you know, we deserve whatever you know, recognition we get from it, and I'm ready, man. I'm ready for it. And I think you know, my whole life built up to this one point, and you know, everybody always says this is the biggest fight of your life. This is this and this is that. And I mean, I guess every time it is, but you know, in this one case, I really feel that it is also.
And you said recently on Pro MMA Radio that you want to break him mentally. How do you expect to do that?
Well, yeah, on Pro MMA, they asked me what I think about a perfect night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no disrespect to Jens, and you know, I mean, you know, when you say you want to break somebody mentally, that's talking pretty good smack. But you know, for me, what I meant by saying that is, you know, there's a possibility that I land a big shot and he doesn't go down. There's a possibility that I try to shoot for submission, and he doesn't get caught. But you know, what I meant by saying that is, no matter what, even if I don't knock him out with the right hand, left hook, or uppercut, whatever it is, I'm still going to keep coming. You know what I mean? Like, no matter what, I'm not the guy who looks for a knockout. I'm not the guy who looks for a quick submission. I'm just constantly looking how, you know, just I want to win the fight, period. So I don't care if it's by knockout, submission, whatever. I'm shooting for everything, you know what I mean, all at once. So, you know, I feel like, they asked me, what do you think would happen on a perfect night? And I said, on a perfect night, he sits down on the stool and doesn't want to come out anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing that's my whole point. I mean, you know, who was it? Roberto Duran, you know, he sat down on the stool and he didn't get back up.
No Mas, he said, right?
Yeah, he was fighting Sugar Ray Leonard, that's right. I mean, you know. So there you go. I mean, that, you know, it's something like that. That's what I meant.
All right, I understand. Let me quickly ask you, because in the UFC, you were fighting at 155, here at 145. Which division do you like fighting in best?
Man, either one. I'm comfortable with both ways. I think at 55, I'm so outsized, though. You know, I just recently went down and trained with Roger again, and he's just that much bigger than me. Like, in the off season, it's crazy to see how big the 55ers get in between, you know. Cowboy, you know, I, you know, we stay together. So, it's just like, I see how big he gets whenever, in between fights. And I'm like, man, that's crazy how, you know, they just outsize me by so many pounds, by so much mass. So it's just like, for me, 45 was the, I guess, the smarter weight class. I mean, it makes more sense for me to fight at 45. I don't like cutting. I don't guess anybody does. At 55, I don't have to cut. At 45, I got to cut a little. So, you know, I like fighting at 55 because of no cut, but 45 is a smarter weight class for me.
Do you think if you beat Jens Pulver on Wednesday that then you could be in line to get a shot sooner rather than later to Uriah Faber's title if he does beat Uriah Faber or whoever, if it's Mike Brown, if he does win?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, I know there's a lot of guys coming up. And there's a lot of names out there that would be great fights for me. But, you know, I think after a fight like that, you know, you fight a mega matchup, you know, if I put on a good show and I can be convincing, I definitely think they should give me a title shot. I mean, he's the last guy who fought for the belt. You know, he went 5 rounds. He took the champ to his decision. You know, why not? If I can get through him and you know, do what I got to do, then yeah, I definitely think they should give me a shot.
What do you think of the whole WEC situation right now? They're getting rid of the higher weight classes. They're focusing on the small guys. Obviously, the UFC is the big time. Without a doubt, you're on pay-per-view. Is it the same type of lifestyle and pay and everything that comes with it when you're fighting on Versus for a smaller organization? It's still owned by Zuffa, but they're trying to make it apples and oranges right now.
Yeah, I love the idea. I think, you know, you said it. I mean, they're focusing on lighter weight classes. my contract never changed from UFC to WEC. It stayed the same. You know, I'm same pay grade. As far as them upping my pay, doing me. As a matter of fact, they told me since I was in the WEC, they decided, you know, they were going to give me a little more.
So really?
It's working out. Yeah, yeah. You know, they're focusing on lighter weight classes. I'm a lighter guy, so I definitely love the idea. And, you know, a lot of people are talking about the cards, you know, UFC, WEC cards. And if you look at the last UFC card and you look at this card, I mean, you know, man, we got some explosive matchups.
This is a better card than UFC 90, if that's what you're alluding to. This is a much better card, and it's free.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing. Joe Silva is a genius, man. That guy puts matchups together. It was like, I mean, you know, he looks at me and Jens, and you know, I mean, I guess anybody could see that it'd be a good fight. But, I mean, every fight that Joe's put me in, it, you know, I feel like he's the right man for the job. He's doing his job, and like I said, I love the idea of them focusing on a lot of weight classes. I mean, I think the WEC is going to blow. What's going to make a lot of weight classes blow up? So it's going to be good.
How many fights do you have left on that contract?
6 fights.
Oh, all right. So you're no, because I was going to ask you about the current state of MMA right now. I mean, WEC has now become like the sort of number 2, just because they are owned by Zuffa. But there's not a lot of options out there for guys in the United States. But you got 6 fights. You're not worried about that right now. Your boy Joey is, though, right? I mean, he's in a bad spot.
You know, Joey is on a win streak, though, man. You know, it's better to be in his spot when you won your last 2 or 3 fights. You know,
right?
And, you know, he's not really in a bad situation. You know, Joey's you know, his wife or his girlfriend, you know, maybe soon to be wife, Holly Holmes. she's one of the top female boxers out there, so. He's in a good spot, man. He knows what he's doing. He saved some money. Joey's a real smart, intelligent person, man. You know, he knows that he wasn't going to be able to fight for the rest of his life. So he put some stuff aside. But, I mean, man, like I said, he's on a win streak. He's on a roll right now. He's itching. He's ready to go already, too. But, I mean, I think anybody picks Joey up and wins. You know, he's an exciting fighter. So.
Has he told you when he thinks he could get back in there? There's a lot of problems with those contracts right now.
Yeah, man, you know, we haven't talked much about it. You know, the thing that he did say is that, you know, he's still in a good spot. You know, he's not in a hurry to do anything dumb, you know, not to try to jump on the first, you know, big amount of money that he sees or whatever. But, you know, I think, what's Elite going to do? Either they're going to pay the guys or they're going to keep them from, you know, or they're going to let them go somewhere else.
Right.
And they filed bankruptcy. It's not like they can come back and sue anybody for fighting anywhere else. They can't get paid with them. So I don't know. I guess everybody has to wait a certain amount of days, and then they can all jump ship or whatever.
All right, and final question before I let you go. You alluded to the fact that you've trained with Roger Huerta. Both of you guys kind of came onto the scene together in the UFC. He's in a weird place right now. In your mind, where does he stand right now with the UFC, and are you surprised with sort of how rocky his relationship has gotten with them?
Man, I think everybody writes their own ticket. You know, Roger's a good guy, man. Roger's kind of the same situation as Joey, man. You know, he lost his last fight, but, I mean, he's still an exciting guy to watch. A lot of people still love Roger. You know, the only thing I can see and I can say is don't ever start to believe what people say about you. I mean, that's the number one thing for me, man. You know, once you start, you know, thinking that you're that good of a fighter or, you know, that you deserve this and you deserve that. I mean, the simple fact of the matter is we're getting paid to do what we love. You know, don't go out there and try to reach for the stars too soon, man. You know, any young fighters coming up, if you're listening, you know, don't make that mistake, man. You know, just you know who holds the cards. The people who are holding the shows, they're you know, they call the shots, man. All you're there to do is fight. So, I don't blame Roger for doing what he did. You know, he tried to take a bullet for everybody out there, you know, as far as asking for more money and doing stuff, you know, that, you know, I say the wrong way. You should never, you know, talk about your boss or don't bite the hand that feeds you. But, hey, man, you know, like I said, he was taking a bullet for a bunch of us guys. So, you know, I applaud him for that. But, you know, bad, bad, it just seems like a little mistake now. So I don't know, man. I hope he comes out of it okay.
All right, man. Well, strong words from Leonard Garcia. Great advice for fighters out there. Basically, like you said, don't bite the hand that feeds you. But it's all about you coming up this Wednesday. You're going up against Jens Pulver, a huge fight, 145. It's going to be a great show from Hollywood, Florida, the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Quickly, prediction, how's this going down?
I'm winning, man, no matter what. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm going to win this fight.
Obviously, I expect you to say that. I wanted to know exactly how you're going to win, you know?
Yeah, you know, I mean, man, you know, if I could tell you that, man, you know what I mean? I'd be up there at the betting cage with you.
Yeah.
And I'd be making millions, you know what I mean? But, I mean, you know, the thing is, I'm always going to bring the fight. I'm always going to, you know, that one thing I do predict is an exciting show, man. You know, Jens isn't going to back down, neither am I. So a lot of people that want to see a hard-nosed, two hard-nosed guys go at it, man. I hope everybody gets to catch it.
All right, my man. Well, best of luck, and really great meeting you. Great talking to you for the first time. We're looking forward to Wednesday night against Jens Pulver.
Right on. Thanks, man. I appreciate it, buddy.